This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we want to bring you up to date on our top story, the announcement today from the Malaysian Prime Minister that, according to satellite data, Flight 370 went down in the southern Indian Ocean. But we still don't know why, nor has any wreckage been found in the part of the ocean where 26 countries are focusing their search efforts. Investigators are wondering also about a large shipment of lithium batteries on board Flight 370. Those batteries have caused problems on other flights. Let's bring in James Hall. He's former chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board. He's president of the consulting firm Hall & Associates. Mr. Hall, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, do you believe what we've heard today from the Malaysian Prime Minister, that this plane went down in the Indian Ocean?
Well, for the sake of the families, I certainly hope so. The information from the Malaysian government has been changed so many times. One doesn't know for sure, but I certainly hope that the Prime Minister is correct.
And based on that, do you believe that it was a deliberate action, as the officials were saying previously, or that this was just a tragic accident?
I think everything is still on the table. You've got to pursue both the possibility of a criminal act as well as a commercial aviation accident. Of concern to me has been the recent fact that's come out that this aircraft had lithium batteries aboard. That is something I'd certainly like to know more about.
Why is that?
Well, of course, there was a UPS aircraft that was investigated by the NTSB that crashed as a result of a fire from lithium batteries. There have been other incidents, most recently, of course, on Boeing's new aircraft, which is actually powered by a lithium battery.
You're talking about the 787 Dreamliner.
That's correct.
So you think that it's possible that a lithium battery had something to do with this?
I think at this point anything is possible because the factual information has been so inconsistent. It's been corrected so many different times that, unfortunately, we're going to have to take a wait-and-see attitude in regard to factual information that's coming from the Malaysian government.
As the former chair of the NTSB, how difficult is this search for debris going to be now that officials have at least narrowed down a part of the Indian Ocean where they believe this plane is?
When I was chairman of the NTSB in the 1990s, we did six investigations that were overseas accidents that involved recovery of the recorders. Right now, we need to hope luck is on our side. This can take anything from, as it did with Air France, from 2 years to the possibility of just several days. So it really is a very time-consuming process, and I would assume that in this situation, we may be looking at months, if not years, before we're able to recover the recorders.
James Hall, former NTSB chairman. He's an aviation consultant at Hall & Associates. Mr. Hall, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
And Robin, I think there are a lot of people who, even after hearing the Malaysian Prime Minister come out today and say this is what happened to the plane, are still going to wait until they see wreckage before they believe it.
Well, we still don't know what happened
to
the plane.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is Here and Now.